in Tennessee say that a University of Missouri student who went missing in Nashville for nearly 2 weeks has been found dead. Riley Strain's body was recovered from the Cumberland River approximately 8 miles west of downtown. Police said no foul play-related trauma was observed. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's another Friday and another Friday storm system with showers and thunderstorms, a good bet, especially in the afternoon and evening hours and well into the nighttime hours tonight. Temperatures held down a little bit by clouds and showers. 64 the high today, 56 the low tonight. Could be a leftover shower early on the day Saturday, but otherwise improvement Saturday afternoon, high 69. And then I think Sunday's a better day with a high in the lower 70s, plenty of sunshine. The next chance of rain coming in Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Governor Kay Ivey signed Senate Bill 48, known as the Parental Right to Know Bill, on Thursday. Under this new law, teachers at public pre-K through 12 schools will be required to post their curricula on their school's website for parents and guardians to view. The law also requires that parents have a process to question the curricula. UAB, Auburn, and Alabama will all be playing back-to-back-to-back first-round basketball games today in Spokane, Washington. The fun begins at 12:15 when UAB takes on San Diego State, followed by Auburn versus Yale at 3:15. Alabama closes the day's action against Charleston with a tip-off time of 6:35. The Birmingham woman who faked her own kidnapping will not be serving jail time. 26-year-old Carly Russell pleaded guilty to 2 misdemeanor counts for filing a false police report. Russell was sentenced to 12 months probation, 100 hours of community service, and must pay $18,000 in restitution. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Full house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We're powered by 1819 News. Don't forget to check them out over at 1819news.com. The ladies of Liberty are with me as well. So it is that time. It is a Friday for... news and a menopausal hot flash. And did I bring a coin to see who could go first? I know that Amy Beth has a story she's waited on.
Yeah, I'm not even ready.
I'm very excited about this, but I have to get it back to the beginning. And I just want to know. I already told you who said this. Dadgummit.
That's okay.
Here's my story.
The design of these platforms seems to be tilting us in the wrong direction. And we're seeing the results. Take COVID.
Spit it out.
The fact, Barry, that scientists developed safe, effective vaccines in record time is an unbelievable achievement. Mm-hmm. And yet, despite the fact that we've now essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people worldwide, around 1 in 5 Americans is still willing to put themselves at risk and put their families at risk.
So I just love that we're far enough away from COVID. This is all I got. It's not all I got because I got 2 other stories, but Allison gets to go now. That he admitted that we were guinea pigs. Like, we knew that, but he actually said it out loud. It's been clinically tested on us.
Clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people. But he's getting to the point where he admits it. We clinically tested this vaccine on millions of people, but there's still 1 in 5 people who just refuse
to take it.
To sign up and do what you want us to do.
There's only 1 in 5 of us that are smart enough.
Must be older than that, but it's hit the socials this week. But you're right. Really?
It's got to be more than that.
It's got to be more than that. It's got to be more than that because here's the second part of the story, and it broke today, and I don't know if y'all saw that. Did you see what's happened with ivermectin?
Oh, I did see it.
Go.
I don't know why I got so excited about that. Except, do y'all remember that they put out the cute little horse rider with her horse, mm-hmm. and they put out that very deep thinking post and said, y'all, I think they actually said, y'all, mm-hmm. come on, you're not horses. Right. Don't take ivermectin.
Right.
Well, now, what? Was it a lawsuit that made them retract that?
It was a lawsuit, and the FDA, this is 12 hours ago, the FDA lost its war on ivermectin and agrees to remove all social media posts and consumer directives regarding ivermectin and COVID, including its most popular tweet in FDA history, and it includes Allison's imagery that we all see now. Y'all, you're not a horse. It says, you are not a horse. You are not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, could you read that in like a voice? Please, come on.
Where was it?
Do you remember the shame, the blame, the horror? If somebody in your family who didn't think this way, or somebody in your friend group that was like, oh no, we're going to do exactly what the government has to do, because the government is trustworthy. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Trump and his people said, do it. And Dr. Fauci is great. And then you're like, nope, I think I'm going to pass.
I always wanted Clark to tell me if he wears scrubs out in the veterinary world, out in the field. Because that's what that picture was on the FDA. It was a lady with a stethoscope hugging a horse's head, but she's got the blue scrubs on.
In my head, she was a barrel racer. That's so lame.
Scott, you got to read it in your voice.
Okay,
come on. Read it.
You are not a horse. You are not a cow. Seriously, y'all.
Stop it.
I mean, that's what it was. And I remember when that came out, it was, what is that? Sometime in August of 21. And that was the great divide, really, in the country. There was the people who were saying, no, ivermectin's good. Ivermectin's being used other places around the world. It is helping. And then Karen and Kyle and, you know, all these people.
Ricky
were like, you're so dumb, Scott Beeson. Y'all are dumb. The doctors say, that's a dewormer. Mm. And here we are, 2024, and now everybody should know that, the FDA has had to backtrack.
I traveled up and down 280. Had to go far out of my normal circumference of Tractor Supply visiting.
Mm-hmm.
But I finally found, I bought like 6 boxes of that horse.
Of the paste?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody looked at me and it goes crazy. I'm like, y'all, if it comes down to dying, mm-hmm. or sucking down a little horse paste, y'all are going to be like, give me some. Because I ain't dying.
No.
I still have some of the boxes. I think I'm going to save them for my grandchildren and be like,
look what I had.
And COVID came out.
Everyone did what the government said, but not me. I knew the government was terrible.
Do you know how many people did call and were like, do you have any horse paste? They wouldn't really say, oh, do you have any horse paste?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I saved lives, Scott Beeson.
We have a friend who traveled to another state and snuck in horse paste and saved a family member's life.
Mm-hmm.
But I had people that distantly were like, oh my goodness. And so this is the point where we go back and go, the government is not God, and you should probably strap your brain on and start asking questions. Love us.
Right, and which experts are we supposed to believe these days? Now, because I think colleges, universities have been so dumbed down. I think if you end up, you happen to show up on a television show or a radio show, you're automatically a, quote, expert. I don't think expert means what it used to mean. And exactly where are we getting the people that we blindly believe, or that so many Americans blindly believe? I remember early on during the COVID thing, we were on the air. I think Clark was involved in this conversation. And I want to say it was a news article out of the Dominican Republic. I may be conflating two stories, but there was a doctor there that was using, I think it was ivermectin. Then there was a story of where they, and this may be the same one, where they stumbled across it. And what happened was it was like a nursing home facility. And one of the floors of the nursing home had had an outbreak of bed bugs or lice or something. And one of the things that they did was they gave all the patients like a thing like ivermectin or dewormer or whatever that kills off, I don't know if it was lice or some kind of thing, but they had it on this one floor. Well, they gave all the patients this to kill off whatever that was. Mm. And then when COVID swept through the facility, they realized that the patients on the floor who had been taking the stuff to get rid of worms or whatever it was, they weren't getting the COVID, or they were recovering from the COVID. And that was one of the ways people figured out, hey, this other medicine is good in dealing with COVID. And you would think that would be one of the types of stories that a lot of healthcare professionals would go, because that seems like the classic healthcare story, how somebody stumbled upon the great cure or whatever, and they just put their fingers up like, you know, the sign of the cross, trying to keep the vampires away, and just ignored it completely. But it is good to see that a few years later, but it took a court. It took doctors suing the FDA for the FDA to come out and say, yeah, we were lying about ivermectin. The Dr. Bowden wrote in her social media account, the FDA loses its war on ivermectin and agrees to remove all social media posts and consumer directives regarding ivermectin and COVID, including its most popular tweet in FDA history. This landmark case sets an important precedent on limiting FDA overreach into the doctor-patient relationship.
I'm not sure who the experts are. That's a question that I have, but I can tell you that if the CDC, the FDA, or the government tell me what to do, at this point, I'm probably doing the opposite.
Which is not a good...
It is not a good place to be at all.
This article says that this is interesting, too, because we always talk about the rule of law.
What does the law say? Oh, we must take it. Oh, what does the law say?
U.S. law is cited in the complaint, including the provision that the FDA, quote, may not interfere with the authority of a healthcare provider to prescribe or administer any legally marked device to a patient for any condition or disease within a legitimate healthcare practitioner-patient relationship. So the law already said that the FDA could not do the things that it was doing, and no one stopped them. Where were all the lawyers? Where was Fanny? Where's whatever her name is in New York?
Letitia.
Yeah, where's the guy that looks weird?
Byron.
The one that's going after Trump in Washington, D.C. That guy, whatever his name is. Ugh. And the guy, Jack, whatever his name is, Jack Smith, leading the charge. Yeah, where were all of those folks enforcing U.S. law to keep these governmental entities from interfering with the relationship between doctors and their patients?
They weren't forcing
doctors to have to risk their license to try to save their patients' lives. Yeah. And here's the biggest question I saw the other day. Does anybody noticed how hard we fought against ivermectin as a country, as a government? We were all hands on deck. Will destroy anybody's career, the whole nine yards. Ivermectin cannot be allowed. Hydroxychloroquine cannot be allowed. Where's that same fight when it comes to fentanyl?
It doesn't exist.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand fentanyl's illegal, but, I mean, they were all hands on deck. I mean, we'll find you. You're not doing this. We'll scarf up all the product. You're not going to get it. We will not allow you to get that ivermectin.
You know
but,
what?
But fentanyl just flowing.
There's no money into... in stopping fentanyl. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you did say
Dang
that out
it.
Loud.
Dang it, I did that. I would like to let you know that there are certain hospital companies that have still not learned their lesson about COVID and are still perhaps looking into people's vaccine status or trying to make sure that they know what to do when it comes to the flu and wearing masks, and are they going to be compliant because they expect them to be. So hospitals still haven't learned the lesson because there's still money to be made, obviously.
I guess, but you would, I mean, you still think
it's embarrassing.
Is it because they're just, they never have come across the truth?
It's a good question, and it's one we talk about a lot. I don't know the answer to that, but it's very troubling.
Yeah. I wish more people listened to programs like this. And here's the thing. Programs like this, somebody could call from the medical community and call and say, hey, look, no, that's just not true. And I had a couple of those calls to my show earlier when COVID was first starting. And I remember what was one of my favorite articles. It was one from like 2015 that was saying how mask did not stop the spread of respiratory viral infections. And it was a self-flagellating article about how we in the United States and in the West should quit going around to the third world and telling them to wear masks because it'll help with the respiratory viruses when we absolutely know it will not. That it's just a fact we will not. That was my favorite one to bring out to.
I got a little text to Randy from somebody who said it's always about the money.
You're always right about the money.
You're right. It's about the money.
You don't want to miss the next segment. Uncle Ryan's going to be here. Chris will be here. Randall will be here. Randy, you said Sky is writing that Randall is on topic. Sky.
Well, I know that's a stretch. Okay. But Randall, I think he'll start out on topic.
He's going to start on topic.
He's got one out of 48.
We'll be back. What the people need is a way to make them smile. It ain't so hard to do if you know how. Gotta get a message, get it all through.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 months leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
The Tears family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Taking on your backyard? Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut. With our full line of zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
Hey, Alabama, this is Frankie Bumps to tell you about Zaza Serious Italian. You know, we Italians eat like we're going to jail. You know why? Because we never know when we're going. Capisce? Our food is authentic peasant Italian made to order. Our pizzas are hands down the best. If you mention my name, Frankie Bumps, we'll take 30 cents off your bill. I'm a generous guy. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. In Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason stylists offer world-class hair care. Their focus on continuing education keeps them inspired and on trend. Come visit their new location at 694 Commerce Court, Suite C in Prattville. Give the gift of beauty with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to William Mason Salon.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hold out.
We'll be back. But I told you this time.
I thought we were so tight. And then all of a sudden,
I eventually told you.
Doesn't say a word. And all of a sudden he's like, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you 2 weeks ago. This information you've been waiting on forever and ever and ever.
Hold out.
It's all okay. It's okay. Let's go out there. Let's see. Let's take them in order. This ought to be good. Uncle Ron, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. I hope you're well.
I'm doing pretty good for an old guy. Remember when President Trump got the COVID?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, that's about the time that my wife and I did. And we had already got some of the ivermectin. And, of course, we did the math on there. You know, you divide your weight by whatever, blah, blah, blah. And, boom, we were better in 2 or 3 days.
It works.
And so we gave it all to our whole family, you know. And
right.
These guys, because they couldn't make any money at it, which that's the bottom line, is all the pharmaceutical companies, the corporations and everything are running America. And it's a sad situation right now. But so why they didn't, instead of telling them, oh, don't take it, give them a message that, hey, look, it's not FDA approved yet or
okay. You drop out.
Just can't resist. Divide your body weight by the dosage that would be for a, I think it was 1,200 pound horse or something like that.
Right.
And, well, but of course they wouldn't do that because if somebody did OD on it, then they would be liable because they said that because we're such a too happy culture now. But the other thing is with the border. If I'm not mistaken, it's international law that they have to stay in the country that they cross into first for amnesty.
Yeah, for asylum.
And then there's a federal law also that's supposed to support that law, and they're not doing it. And, I mean, Texas, I applaud Texas for doing what they're doing, or trying to do what they're doing, and our federal government is just whacking, tying their hands, you know, is just ridiculous. And yet all these guys are, you know, measles is up. How many kids have come across the border? Bless their heart, they can't help themselves. They're just following their parents. But how many of those have come across that had measles or rubella or whatever because in those third world countries, they don't do all those vaccines.
Right.
And so, you know, we're getting closer and closer to the day that the Lord comes back, and all these things that are going on, you know, we just need one more thing in Israel. They're becoming a nation, they're prosperous, and now there needs to be peace. And once there's peace there, if you don't know Jesus, you better get on board.
You got it. Appreciate you, Uncle Ron. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Chris. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hey, if there's anything I've learned in the past 4 years is that the pharmaceutical companies has held the United States government captive and control a great amount of it. And ivermectin is a great example. Like the gentleman said earlier, it's such a cheap drug. It can do so much. They're also talking about how it has anti-cancer properties to it. There's a lot of great things that ivermectin can do, but it's just cheap. It can't make a bunch of money. It's not $2 million a dose, you know? I mean, that's what we're looking at. Now they're talking about new gene therapy. They just released one recently, $2.5 million for the treatment.
For one treatment?
For treatment of this new gene therapy that's been okay by the FDA.
Jeez, and please.
So, I mean, you know, it probably is. It's new technology, I got you, whatever, but so is RMNA technology, which we don't know anything about. And like our former president said, we just experimented on billions of people all over the world.
That's right.
You know, and that's the one fault I have to say about Trump. I mean, you know, he's got that ego. He probably will never say I screwed up allowing the pharmaceutical company to take the wheel on that.
Right.
But ultimately, he's really our only hope. I don't think he would do it. Hopefully, he's learned it from his mistakes. But the ivermectin thing, it is probably it's a historic drug because it did win a Nobel Prize, I believe. The makers did. I mean, it's got all these properties, anti-parasitical properties. And the one thing when I took it, I found it really odd. Like, you would take antibiotics or any type of over-the-counter stuff, and you would always feel it, right? You feel, golly, I feel terrible. My stomach hurts or whatever it is. But ivermectin, I would take it. I would never feel like the side effects from that drug at all. It was really strange. And, you know, again, it costs little money, so people can't make billions off of it. And, that's why they want to get rid of it. And I find it odd they released the information about this on a Friday, right?
The court case came out, was it yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yesterday. Yeah. So it wasn't really a release.
Yeah, but
appreciate it, Chris.
That's how they bury stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. You too.
And any doctor that's had their license taken because of that is absolutely disgusting. And that's not how medicine works.
You're right. Absolutely. Hopefully this will help some of those people get a little fight back in them.
That's right.
We don't have very much time. Jason, I need to carry you over, I think. We don't have but like a minute or so. Ladies?
Yeah, I just, you know, a close friend of ours, Dr. Jordan Vaughn in Birmingham, you know, at the very beginning of COVID was like, he's just this genius who can read. And he's collecting data from across the world and talking to other doctors that are allowed to use ivermectin, that are allowed to use off-label, you know, use that are trying all these drugs. And he's doing the same here in Birmingham, Alabama. And I mean, those people that should be suing for the right side are coming after him. I mean, the pharmacy board, everybody is just coming after him. And he's like, I'm doing the medicine that we've always done. Mm-hmm. It's as much as an art as it is a science, where you try new things, you hypothesize and you test and you work together in these times of crisis. And I mean, he took a beating.
He did.
And now he was right. He's like, I'm just trying to save lives. And he was literally just flogged at the stake for it. It was so sad. But he's killing it now because all the doctors are going to him to get fixed from the vaccine.
By the way, Clark, let me know. It was scabies.
There she goes.
She doesn't know about what? We'll be back.
with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going. And our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors. And so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have, and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com. What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's another Friday and another Friday storm system with showers and thunderstorms, a good bet, especially in the afternoon and evening hours and well into the nighttime hours tonight. Temperatures held down a little bit by clouds and showers. 64 the high today, 56 the low tonight. Could be a leftover shower early on the day Saturday, but otherwise improvement Saturday afternoon, high 69. And then I think Sunday's a better day with a high in the lower 70s, plenty of sunshine. The next chance of rain coming in Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Not a lot of time left. Let's get right to the phone calls. Jason, we appreciate you waiting, Jason.
Yeah, no problem. Hello?
So what? Yeah, hey, we're here, buddy. What's going on?
Oh, okay. I thought I lost you. I was calling on the ivermectin thing. Yeah. Ivermectin's great. Are you familiar with benbendazole?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad you're bringing this up, and it's not me this time. Tell us all about fenbendazole.
Well, fenbendazole, you can get it from the Tractor Supply, whatever. It's a dog dewormer. At least that's marketed for dog dewormer over the counter. But all animals take it for parasite cleanses. This thing happened, veterinary research on cancer in mice. She had the whole lot of the mice came down with the intestinal parasite. Mm-hmm. So she gave them all fenbendazole. Now, this is a variety of cancers, brain cancer, pancreatic cancer, stomach cancer, okay. Lung cancer, quite a wide variety. Every single one of the mice were cancer-free. They had to throw out the whole study because she gave them fenbendazole. Mm-hmm. Now, the word got around, and there was a guy, he was diagnosed with small cell lung cancer, and he was granted to be in a clinical trial for a new drug. And while he was doing this clinical trial, a friend of his said, hey, I heard from this veterinarian that had done some work with fenbendazole for cancer, and you might want to give it a try. So he did. Well, he recovered completely. Cancer was completely gone. And the problem is that he was in a clinical trial, and it threw off the trial. He was the only survivor out of all the participants in the trial. So they had
all the participants in the trial were taking these whatever the souped up pharmaceutical anti-cancer drug was, and the only person who survived was the guy who took the souped up anti-cancer drug and fenbendazole,
yes. And the word's been getting out about it, and people are being cured of cancer, and quickly too. In some cases, tumors start to shrink within 24 hours.
Really? So,
but there's no way for them to make money off of this, because you can go to Tractor Supply, Prattville Farm Center. You can order it online. You can buy it over the counter. I mean, they sell them in pills for animals, dogs, but you can also buy it for yourself. And yes, it is good for people. You can get it in the horse paste if you want to.
You get it in the paste. Now, we're not giving out medical advice, and Jason's not giving out medical advice. You're just telling stories about that we've heard, or that y'all have heard about people taking some of these things.
Doctors, you know, like you had Dr. Fauci, even if he is a real doctor, telling everybody you can't take hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and then you go back into his emails and see where he told his family to take stuff.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it was, you know, I mean, big time conspiracy. I should have called yesterday about that. But yeah,
very good. No, I got you, Jason. I appreciate you, buddy.
All right,
Thank you. Don't forget, here's a research article from October of 2022. How cancer patients get fake cancer information from TV to YouTube, a qualitative study focusing on fenbendazole scandal.
Oh, good heavens.
But, I mean,
so there's all there. It's, you know. But I have heard from people that it works.
Sounds very much like the war on ivermectin.
Yes,
I mean, Greg Phillips,
it does.
Who's on our show often, he was diagnosed with a cancer several years ago, and I'll talk about this because he posted about it on True Social on his account. Mm-hmm. But he took fenbendazole and was cured of that cancer and is a huge proponent of it. And actually, do y'all remember when I walked in just like maybe an hour ago and said, I need y'all to do some research for me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then I never finished my thought?
Yes.
That was it. I wanted y'all to start.
We didn't even think it was weird.
Yeah, I usually don't get it all out anyway. But that's what I was going to say. Like, I started hearing all this stuff about fenbendazole and that you can do cleanses, that kind of a preventative protocol to rid your body of the parasites, kind of anti.
What kind of parasites do we have, by the way?
I think we've got, like, a lot of stuff.
I don't think I want to know.
Really?
I just want them to go away if we have
hookworms,
them.
Roundworms.
Ooh. But those parasites tapeworms. Are supposed to.
Ew, tapeworms.
Whipworms.
Gross.
Not only, I'm going to just keep going and not think about that.
Okay.
Because I think it all comes out.
Really? Does it kill the ones you get in your brain?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
But, you know, they're talking about how a lot of autoimmune diseases are caused by parasites and all these things. And that, I don't know. And I think it's just worth researching because the media that's come out against it, and it's starting to kind of ramp up because more people are talking and speaking out about it. It just reminds me of ivermectin. And
here's a little bit of newsy news that my organic child has let me know, that apparently that she's heard about fenbendazole because parasitic infections can mimic cancer.
Yeah.
I did not know
that. I was going to ask, do parasitic, because I was told or heard or saw, surely on the interwebs, and everything's true out there, that parasites could be cancer causers?
Yes.
Except chimes in and says no. That's not true.
That's how they'll split the baby. That'll be spy versus surveillance.
Yeah.
Because one's cancer and the other one is a, what did they call it? What was the other word? Yeah, mimic.
Mimic.
Just mimics a cancer. Looks like cancer, walks like cancer, quacks like cancer. But since the antimicrobial medicine worked, that wasn't cancer. This over here is cancer. That's a mimic of cancer.
If you have inflammation, you have parasites, mm-hmm. and you have inflammation throughout the body, and you have autoimmune diseases, and your body's working overtime to fight that off, that, of course, would increase your chances of cancer cells starting to multiply and your immune system shutting down and not working properly. Mm-hmm. So I think it's probably one of those...
where it's a symbiotic relationship.
Yes, I'm guessing. But anyway, I love that because I've just seen it more and more lately, and it might be something we could look into.
Hmm. Well, when you get, look, you can take that with the grounding sheets and tell us how you feel.
Oh, yeah, I ordered some grounding sheets.
Listen,
I'm, yeah. Look,
and we're being called misinformation. So I just, you know.
That is wrong. I should be Mr. Information.
You identify as one of us.
Let's go to Clark. And then we got Randall will get most of the last segment. Clark, welcome to the program.
Hey, Scott. How are you doing?
Hey, Clark. I'm doing good, buddy. How are you? Thanks for the escapees update.
Yeah. So that's what the deal was there. And, you know, valid observations and then proper conclusions. That's science, Scott. The real science that we ought to follow instead of follow the money, which is where we usually are. The last caller that was talking about fenbendazole, mm-hmm. he brought up some good points. Now, back in the day, tramadol was a pig and cattle dewormer. It had limited use, and really it was kind of antiquated. You could get 500 mils, roughly half a quart, for $8, okay?
Okay.
They found out that tramadol was really helpful in a lot of chemotherapeutic regimens. I mean, it had approval. We're not talking, you know, the thing with fenbendazole, we're looking at, what's the word I want, anecdotal?
Yeah.
But no, they had controlled studies with the tramadol to the point where it was approved, and it went from $800, or rather $8 for half a quart, to over $100 for less than a cc.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, we got to take a break. Clark, you're welcome to stick with us. We'll be back.
Now deep in the heart of a lonely kid, suffering so much for what he did, they gave this ball boy his fortune.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising. personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Don't trust your home's electrical safety to just anyone. Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years as your trusted choice to handle every electrical problem safely, affordably, and quickly. Trustworthy Electric, 30 years of service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Not a lot of time. We got Clark, and then we got Charlie, who has a good cancer story. Clark, welcome back.
So, let me give you this real quick and then get to Charlie.
Okay.
Ivermectin. It looks like it has some antiviral properties. It might have some. It might have some place in a chemotherapeutic regimen. Here's the thing. It's off patent now. So, you know, the way the laws are written, there's no incentive whatsoever for a pharmaceutical company to go to the FDA and say, we want to do $15, $20 million worth of research here to show that this can be used because it's on patent.
So okay, this is my last question. I got to let you go. Wouldn't that sound like a job for these taxpayer-funded universities who claim to help trying to solve the world's problems?
They're not going to do it either because they get grant money from the pharmaceuticals. So here's the thing. If our legislators actually legislated to the benefit of the American people, they would write a law that says, okay, if Pfizer wants to go do $15, $20 million worth of research and get FDA approval, we will give them rights to the drug for X amount of time. Doesn't that solve
a new set of rights? Yeah, so you get kind of a second patent if you can figure out that it does something else. I mean, I like that, but I just wish our, the UABs of the world would be doing that thing for free.
Our benefit, right?
But that's what they say. Thanks, buddy. Good points, Clark.
Thanks, Clark.
Clark's he's the man today.
He is the man. He's the mic drop man.
Let's go to Charlie. Charlie, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Scott, real quick, let me tell you what happened to me, buddy. Back in 2018, I'll make this short, I had a colonoscopy, and the doctor found a tumor in my small intestine that was stage 3 cancer.
Oh, God.
I wound up going to Cancer Center of America in Newnan, Georgia, and they told me that it had to come out because it was at the stage where it progressed and get faster. Okay. So I had surgery, and they removed as much of that tumor as possible. They couldn't get it all out because they couldn't reach it with a laser going down into my throat and everything.
Okay.
Well, I mean, man, I was shocked. I mean, when you're told you've got cancer, it will set you back. I can tell you right now, because you don't know what your future holds.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, when I got back home, I met a gentleman. I won't go into that story because it's too long, but I met a gentleman that recommended, Charlie, you do not have anything to lose. You need to start taking fenbendazole, and you need to take at least 5 milliliters twice a week. And he told me this because he was diagnosed with liver cancer and had 5 areas of his liver that were messed up with cancer. And he took it, and it cleans his liver. Well, anyways, to make a long story short, I started taking this. And when I went back to the cancer center, I took it for 3 months, just continuous. I went back, and I had some scans in between, and the tumor was still there. But the last trip that I took and I had the scans, the tumor was gone. But the doctor told me before the last scan that it looked like the tumor was drying up, that it was shriveling up, it was shrinking. And he asked me, he couldn't figure it out. He just could not figure it out. And I didn't tell him I was taking this stuff. But anyways, on the last scan they wound up doing, they put you up on this big screen and you see your body and everything. But it was literally gone. Well, on that trip, I told him that I was taking fenbendazole. Because he said, Charlie, what are you doing? Are you taking anything else? And I told him, that's when I admitted to him that I was taking something. And he got mad. He got mad. He got mad and walked out of the room.
Wow.
The practitioner was in there with me and the wife, and she laughed. She said, Charlie, you wouldn't believe the people that are taking fenbendazole and claiming that it is healing their body. Well, to this day now, I have no cancer whatsoever.
Wow. Hey, that's a great story, Charlie. We appreciate you sharing it with us. We got to go, though. It's the end of the week, and Sky won't let us have any more time. Y'all be careful out there. Watch some basketball. Stay out of trouble. Stay out of jail. See y'all.